This time is to be open to big and small soul wounds from our own life. When things start to manifest physically for us, or on an emotional level, where the unbalanced or out of harmony-ness of ourselves starts to tip in the direction of illness, then one thing we really do have to look at, in addition to our immune system and what we're putting in our bodies and how toxic our environment is, things like that, is also about our soul's experience going through this thing we call life. And I think that it's virtually impossible to get through, or maybe it's not even part of the plan. I just think it's not possible to go through life totally unscathed from small to big. That's part of the human existence. By experiencing emotional pain, that is our teacher. So we get the opportunity to heal, to forgive, to open our heart. Certain aspects of almost every physical manifestation in our bodies could contain some element of a old soul wound that has never been aired out. If we could look at it as a wound, they fester. You know, if they're not cleaned out, if they're not looked at, they're not dressed properly, then they get infected. So today we're going to be open to big and small experiences from our earlier days that we're not going to assess, oh, this definitely has to do with what's going on with me and this doesn't. That's too linear. What I'm interested in is being open to ones that bubble up. Maybe you've thought about them regularly. Maybe you haven't thought about it in a long time. Maybe you never gave it that much credit for being a formative experience in your life. You zigged instead of zagged. You almost got hit on your bike. You may have discounted the fact of the impact that it's had on your life. And ultimately, of course, there's no wrong way to do this. This is an exploration about what has affected you and that might still be untended at this point in your life. Because I feel that whether we have physical manifestations of illness or not, reducing our regret quotient is always beneficial. So having as few things as possible in our life that when we think about them that we feel regret is good for our health.